That story you heard about the wake is very relevant. The wake does not drive the ship. And what we're talking about here is how to achieve freedom, this heightened level of freedom, wherein you are not self-absorbed, by moving past all of the ideas that you have that convince you that the wake is driving your ship, the ship of your life. All of those things are nothing more than the trail that you've left behind. So what is important for us to do in order to achieve this state of higher awareness, to achieve this freedom that comes with higher awareness, is we have to really erase all of those items that are in the wake, because they do not drive the boat of your life. What drives the boat of your life is the present moment energy that you are generating, but you may be convincing yourself that what is driving your ship is all of the things that have happened to you in the past. The fact is that you just have to let go of your story. Everybody's got a story. But the truth is, if you don't have a story, then you don't have to fit it. And this is one of the great lessons that I've had from some of the great spiritual masters that I've encountered in my life through my reading and through my own personal experiences, is I have found that they don't have a story to fit. They have sort of let that go. And when you ask them about what they did when they were younger, when you ask them what influences they had in their life, they almost look at you in a quizzical kind of way, like, that's not really even relevant. I'm just where I am here today. And all of these things that happened back there are just the trail that I have left behind. So what we have to do in order to learn how to leave that trail behind is we have to discover who we are. When someone asked that of Khalil Gibran, the great Lebanese poet, he said something to the effect that I was rendered speechless when someone asked me the question, who are you? I could answer anything else, but I couldn't answer that question. And one of the ways to answer that question is not by identifying who you are so much as to look at who you are not. And what you do is you eliminate all the things that you're not, and then you deal with who you are, what is left over.